Blog Talk Radio.
Just the idea of us being able to
all of our praises and worship him. That's the beauty that God has given us. Amen. Amen. says, I belong to you. I belong to you, Jesus, no one else. We're going to do one more praise song, and then we're going to go into prayer.
When I'm
won't let me hold my peace. Let us go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you right now with our hearts open, our minds and souls open to you, Father God, asking you, Father God, to look down on the nation, Father God. Look down on our politicians. Look down on our government, Father God. Look down even on our families right now, Father God, that's struggling right now, Father God, to keep a roof over their heads, to keep food in their families' mouths right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of the fathers in the United States and all of the other countries right now, Father God. Help them to stay encouraged, be strong for their families right now, Father God. Even look down on the places in Ukraine right now, Father God. Help them get through the war right now, Father God. Even touch Putin's heart right now, right, Father God. Touch his heart to let him know that war is not the answer to the problem right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the inflation with our food prices right now, Father God. Provide families with money enough to buy food for their families right now, Father God. Provide families enough money to provide, to even get health care in their homes right now, Father God. For we know a lot of families right now, Father God, are in their hardship right now, Father God, that are struggling right now, Father God. Father God, give them the wisdom and knowledge to learn how to be fruitful with their spending right now, Father God. Give them the wisdom and knowledge to let them know and learn how to be smart about their finances and how to save for a rainy day right now, Father God. Father God, not only look down on our families, but Father God, look down on our school system as well right now, Father God. Give the teachers strength right now, Father God, to continue on encouraging our kids to learn, to be better students in the school system right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our single moms right now, Father God, that's holding two jobs down to protect her family and take care of her family right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our churches and all of our leaders in the churches right now, Father God. Father God, let them have a spirit that is in you and not in the world right now, Father God. Let all of our leaders walk accordingly right now, Father God, not to the flesh but to the Spirit of God right now, Father God. Let the mind which is in Christ Jesus also be in our spiritual leaders in all of the churches all over the world right now, Father God. Let them not use the church for financial gain, but let them use the church as the hospital that Jesus described in the Bible right now, Father God. Father God, look down on all of the situations where family members are killing each other right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you put the spirit of cease and desist from killing families right now, Father God, from family members going in an uproar and taking family and killing them right now, Father God. Father God, let the love of you bind in this world even as a heavy fog right now, Father God. Let the love of you, Father God, fall down on the earth where people are quick to love and less to fight right now, Father God. Father God, let the enemy hands be bound to his wickedness and his deceitfulness right now, Father God. Father God, let the world be able to fall on their knees on one accord right now, praising you and giving you the glory and the honor which you so righteously do right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our hospital workers, our healthcare workers right now, Father God. Give them the strength and the knowledge to continue on doing the things that they do to keep people healthy right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our vice president and president as well right now, Father God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, to make the right decisions for the world and for the nation right now, Father God. Give them the right decisions to help the families that are struggling right now, Father God. Father God, even give them the wisdom to combat this high gas prices right now, Father God, so that people can afford to put gas in their car and go back and forth to work and to home and picking up kids and whatever the needs may be of the people right now, Father God. Father God, also when you begin to bless the nation, because we're calling it victory today, Father God, we ask that you go into the third world countries like Africa right now for the struggling families in Africa and the struggling families in Haiti, the struggling families in Ukraine right now, Father God, even the struggling families in our state right now, the United States, in Florida right now, Father God, right down in our little areas right now, Father God, where they're barely making enough right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go through our churches right now, Father God. Touch Pastor Camilla and her family right now, Father God. Touch Sister Angela and her family right now, Father God. Touch Pastor Birch and her family right now, Father God. Father God, let there be a hedge of protection around each and every last one of the families right now, Father God. Let there be order and not disorder in each one of the families right now, Father God. Father God, send your spirit out in the world. Send the angels out to disperse the hedge of protections around your children right now, Father God. Father God, let us not get weary and well-doing, because, Father God, we know the days of Noah are at hand right now, Father God. We do understand that the wickedness in this earth is abounding like a loose cannon right now, Father God. So, Father God, give us wisdom to know the right things to do and wisdom to know when to reject the wrong right now, Father God. Father God, give us strength that we don't get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. Let each everybody that has the word of God in their heart go out to the highways and byways, Father God. Also sowing seeds to the lost right now, Father God. Doesn't have to be a pastor or a minister or an evangelist or a deacon, but let everybody know that those that are in this earth all have a call on their life right now, Father God, to go out to the world to help save the world right now, Father God. Father God, give them the sense of being to know that they are what you call them to be right now, Father God. Let anyone that's walking in the mental capacity of suicide or any type of mental illness right now, Father God, strengthen them and deliver them from all mental illness right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't have to take their life right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that Jesus died on the cross for them so that they will have salvation and not damnation to their life right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that if they just hold on and just seek your face, that there is no such thing as taking their lives right now, Father God. For Father God, you said that you are more than enough right now, Father God. You said that if we are called by our names and humble ourselves and seek your face, then will you heal the land right now, Father God. So, Father God, we're calling out on you to heal the land, Father God. For you know all of the destruction. You know all the pain. You know all of the hurt. You know all of the shortcomings of the world right now, Father God. For you made this world in your hand, but man have done destruction to it, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come and heal the land right now, Father God. Father God, we cry out to you right now, Father God. We lift up our hands in praise right now to you, Father God, for the healing of the land right now, Father God, for the healing of the people right now, Father God. Father God, protect us from any pandemic that may be lurking around the earth right now, Father God. Father God, protect us from all pestilence and famine in the land right now, Father God. For Father God, we trust and believe in you right now, Father God. For we know that you are a God of love, and you are a God of grace, and you are a God of mercy right now, Father God. So we ask you to pour out your grace and mercy on us right now, Father God, forgiving us all of our sins, knowing and unknowingly, Father God, forgiving us of our sins, the things that we have said and done right now, Father God, forgiving us of our sins, the things we have thought and think on, Father God. Father God, as you go on increasing the land with love right now, Father God, also increase it in our children right now, Father God. Well, they will not be so quick to take one another life right now, Father God. Father God, look in our young men and have them put the guns down right now, Father God. Well, they will not be out in the land fighting one another with guns, but fighting one another in the spirit of love right now, Father God. Let them be able to put their guns down, Father God. As a matter of fact, God, Father God, let them be able to put the drugs down right now, Father God. Let each and every person who has a drug addiction right now, Father God, let it be a foul taste to their mouth right now, Father God. Let each and every last person who has an alcohol addiction right now, Father God, let it have a foul taste to their mouth right now, Father God. Let them be able to put these substances down long enough to seek your face and understand that these things are killing their body right now, Father God. Father God, not only let our drug addictions and our alcohol addictions be put from their spirit right now, Father God, but let all anger cease right now, Father God. Let all whoremongers cease right now, Father God. Let all violence cease right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, let all people who are thinking of evil cease right now, Father God. For we know, Father, that you are a creator right now, and we are the creatures right now, Father God. And we know we are formed out of the dust, but Father God, you can even direct the dust to stand still and be under obedience right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come into the land right now, Father God. We ask that you heal the people right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go into the school systems right now, Father God. Father God, we even ask for the hedge of protection around our children as they begin to get ready for their summer session right now, Father God. Father God, let them have a safe summer right now, Father God. Let them have a summer of love and not a summer of pain right now, Father God. Father God, keep them a hedge of protection as they go out into their playgrounds right now, Father God. Keep a hedge protection around them, Father God, as they begin to go on trips for the summer right now, Father God. For all traveling families, Father God, we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them as well right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you disperse your angels to keep a hedge of protection around all of our seniors right now, Father God. Seniors that's in the senior living homes right now, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Touch their mind if they have dementia right now, Father God. Touch their mind if they have Alzheimer's right now, Father God. Deliver them right now, Father God, so that they can have their memory stayed on you right now, Father God. Father God, touch all of our cancer patients right now, Father God. Deliver them from cancer right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Touch all of those who are suffering with kidney problems right now, Father God. Deliver and give them safe kidneys right now, Father God. Turn it around for them in the favor of you right now, Father God. Touch all of the people who have heart problems right now, Father God. Give them the valves so that their heart will function properly right now, Father God. Touch all of the people who have diabetes, lupus right now, Father God. We're even calling out sclerosis right now, Father God. We're calling out MS right now, Father God. We're calling out high blood pressure right now, Father God. We even call it out mental illness right now, Father God. We call out COVID right now, Father God. Touch all of the diseases right now, Father God. For we know diseases are not of you right now, Father God. So touch right now, Father God, those who are suffering with these different diseases right now. Father God, we even call out sickle cell right now, Father God. For Father God, I see a young person who's suffering with sickle cell right now, Father God. Touch that individual right now, Father God. Well, they can be healed from sickle cell right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, I see an individual who's suffering with a blood disorder right now, Father God. I see an individual who's suffering with anemia right now, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God, and heal their body right now, Father God. Father God, not only heal their body, but give them the arteries and the veins to strengthen, be strengthened right now, Father God. Father God, touch those who suffer with common colds, flus, and pneumonias right now, Father God. Give them the healing right now, Father God, to let their bodies be able to combat that virus, that bacteria in their system right now, Father God. And Father God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory, Father God, for we know all things are possible with you right now, Father God. For we know all things are done with your hand right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the beautiful day that you have given us right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the air that we breathe and the beauty of the land right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the wind right now, Father God. Father God, we even thank you for the some of us that are in our right minds right now, Father God, and for those that are not in their right minds, Father God, touch their minds right now, Father God. Father, give them the sense to know that everything is going to be okay right now, Father God. Father God, touch those who are in the process of struggling to keep their homes right now, Father God. Touch them that are struggling to keep their apartments right now, Father God. Touch our homeless folks right now, Father God. Give them the mind to want to do better for their lives right now, Father God, and not just be homeless right now, Father God. Let them know that you have ordained their life to be more than just a homeless person right now, Father God. Let them know that you have given them wisdom to be able to do an honest day work and stand on their feet right now, Father God. Let them know that you ordained them to not live poor, but to live and not live in poverty, but to let them know that you have caused them and enabled them to live as a normal human being right now, Father God. Not begging on the streets, Father God, or standing on the street corners right now, Father God. Let the homeless people know that you have given them plenty of money and plenty of finances and plenty of smarts right now, Father God, that they could be self-sufficient and stand on their own two feet right now, Father God. Father God, let those who are facing foreclosure right now, Father God, give them a turnaround situation where they can keep their homes right now, Father God. Father God, give them a turnaround situation where they can sleep better at night, Father God, not worrying when is their last day that they'll be in their home right now, Father God. Father God, for all those who are struggling on their jobs right now, Father God, give them a peace that will pass all understanding, Father God, so they can be working on their jobs at a more functional rate right now, Father God, not working with anger or despair right now, Father God, but working with joy and happiness, Father God. Let everything that we say and do, Father God, be acceptable in your sight right now, Father God. So, Father God, we're calling out on your name, Father God, asking you to heal the land right now, Father God, asking you to sustain some love in the land right now, Father God, for people have went their own ways, Father God, and people are forgetting of you, Father God. But you said that every time we take communion, Father God, let us do this in remembrance of you right now, Father God. So let our minds be remembered of Jesus right now, Father God, how he died on the cross that we may be saved right now, Father God. Let us have the mind of Jesus right now, Father God. Let us have the heart of Jesus right now, Father God, that we can love one another without disarray right now, Father God, that we can love one another without the income difference right now, Father God, that we can love one another without the color difference or race card right now, Father God. For Father God, you have made every man, regardless of their race, ethnic, or income right now, in the same image right now, Father God. So Father God, we give you the glory and we give you the honor right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go by the hospitals right now, Father God, and touch those that are sick in their body right now, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God. Whisper a word in their ear to let them know that you are healing them right now, Father God. Let them say that they shall live and not die right now, Father God. Father God, touch those that are bereaved right now, Father God. For a lot of family members have lost people this year right now, Father God. Let them know that they are not lonely if they lost their husband or their wife. Let them know that they are not lonely if they lost their mother or their father right now. For you said that you will be a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless right now, Father God. So, Father God, touch all the bereaved families right now, Father God. Give them the sense of understanding right now, Father God. Give them the knowledge that will pass all understanding of their loved ones right now, Father God. And Father God, we're going to give you all the honor and all the glory right now, Father God. We're going to give you the praise, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you will be doing and all that you are doing right now, Father God. For whatever problem anyone on this line is suffering right now, Father God, we're going to claim the victory right now, Father God. We don't know when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it right now, but Father God, well, we're going to claim the victory and claim it done right now, Father God. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen. Saints, I do applaud you to please be online tonight. We have an awesome Bible study at 9 o'clock with Pastor Camilla. I promise you, it's going to be something that's going to be demonstrated, something that's going to be said, that's going to give you, oh my God, so much food to the soul right now. We are actually going back in full force with our noonday prayers and our Wednesday Bible study. So please, please come back and join us tonight on Pastor Camilla Restoration Line Online Ministry right now. Come back on it tonight at 9 o'clock, and I promise you that something will be done tonight that you will not want to miss. And I always say, don't meet me there. Beat me there. Amen. Amen. This ends our noonday prayer. God bless each and every last one of you.